Hey guys, make sure you check us out on all the cool stuff we've got on thevalleyoutdoors.com and of course Facebook. We're going to be putting a bunch of stuff up there soon, and a lot of fun things to check out. And a couple stories are going to be coming up shortly here. One is on the DNR program I kind of teased at the beginning, Ava. It's kind of a cool thing. And we'll talk a little bit about that. That will be on our website and how to get there as well. So kind of cool stuff. Spring is known for tournament fishing, as has been in the past. I'm a little involved with what I get going in my job right now, so I'm going to be fishing later in the season with some tournaments. But still waiting on a boat.
That was the question.
Yeah, I was just waiting on my boat. Yep.
When are you?
It's going to be later. Not sure which ones. I've got a couple Governor's Cups, North Dakota, South Dakota Governor Cups. I think I'm going to be fishing with a friend of mine. So have a little fun. And the job is significant. keeps me extremely busy at the moment.
Yeah.
So, that's kind of cool. So, but the tournament fishing side of it, the two big tournaments have kicked off this last week, the MWC, that always kicks off down in Spring Valley. I remember when I first started fishing, that was the event to kick off everything. And, usually had about almost 250 people that would go to that event. It's since dropped as far as participation. I think a lot of factors have changed with the MWC. Unfortunately, some of the management decisions have been difficult.
Yeah.
And they've had some high water conditions and judgments made there, so there becomes a little bit of a confidence issue in decisions as far as that goes. So people kind of go, you know what, forget it. It's going to flood. There were actual tournaments, MWC tournaments that were held down there that they had so much flooding that they had LP tanks floating. They had farm animals.
No.
They had, it was something else. And when that floods, it's not pretty. So, and it comes up, it can come up pretty quick too. And it did. They had their stage set up, and they actually had to pull up the stage and move it. And the bite was so bad. There was four fish caught.
Oh, no. That's not okay.
And instead of paying down all the places, they split it up between those four people. I think it was three people caught four fish.
Well, what do you do? I mean.
They should have, in that point, see, that's part of the problem. They should have canceled the tournament.
Oh.
At that point, because it literally was dangerous to even drive the river. And there was a little up in arms going on about that when they took the whole payout and structured it that way. So,
God, don't you just love drama?
I'm telling you, it just doesn't stop.
Oh, I'm sure. Everybody has a better idea of how things should be done, though.
Well, and I will say this. There's been some good decisions in the past when the NWT, National Walleye Tour, was run by a different company. Than now it's run by the MWC. Robert Cartledge heads that up. I don't remember the name of the company he has, but they've since transferred hands from where it used to be. And they've made some good decisions with the NWT prior to that. I haven't seen decisions now, but when they're able to actually go on a Green Bay before a tournament and check out the waves, and when the wave height increases by a foot in a matter of a 30-minute drive out, and they can see frequencies that have changed as well, and they decide to call the tournament till the next day, that's a wise decision, because somebody's going to get hurt and they're going to have to go rescue
them. Yeah, now you're liable too. And
yep, exactly. Great. Exactly. So, but the Illinois River, the funny part about it was they were waking up, and this is when I was happy not to be fishing, when it's 7 degrees in the morning, nothing works, your boat's frozen to your trailer. Now, if you boaters out there, if you've ever boated when it's cold, and I mean cold, not just 35 degrees, I'm talking cold, cold.
Right.
You get done at night, you put your boat on the trailer, you park it, it freezes. It will freeze to the trailer. It will create a bond between the trailer bunk and the hull. So you go to slide your boat off the trailer, and it doesn't slide off. So what we would do, and this happens quite a bit, what you end up doing is you end up unlatching the back, the tubes, tie down straps, and then you try to drive over curbs.
Try and shake it loose.
Trying to break it free.
Oh, man.
And you don't do the curb fast, but still, you know, you don't want to break anything, but you got to do something to bounce it off.
With and letting it sit in the water for a little bit?
You can't, because you get people 150 waiting. Guys waiting to put their boats in. As soon as you see it's not floating off.
Well, let's say you're not in a tournament type situation and you're just out. Like, what?
Doesn't, the trailer floats with the boat. Oh. It's attached.
All right.
Which is the unfortunate part. And then the problem is, if you get one side that comes off, it really is a problem, because the other side hangs on or sticks to the boat. It's not a good thing. It's brutal. So that's one of those moments in life where you're not comfortable. But 7 degrees, there's nothing you can do realistically, except this year was kind of cool. I had a number of guys that attached buddy heaters in the boat, so you actually could withstand the temperature that was, right. You know, you could warm up your hands. And that's usually the biggest thing. You've got problems with your hands. You can't get that taken care of. So, when you're fishing, especially the techniques you need to fish there, jigging, it's not necessarily conducive to wearing gloves, which is a difficult part. But hats off to those guys, man. I've fished in those conditions for many, many, many years. And this was an extreme year. The cold was absolutely off the rails. And last week started warming up, so those guys had a much better time. We're going to get one of the guys from the tournament on next week, the winner. And I'm not going to say who it was unless you've looked. I don't want to spoil anybody's surprises, but we're going to have some other guys that were on from those two events, so that'll be kind of cool. But yeah, that event and all the tournaments have kicked off, and the Bassmaster Classic is going on right now, so a ton of different good stuff happening in the tournament side of things. Wanted to bring up a neat thing that was my girlfriend was actually, thanks Amy, she was out hanging out doing nothing the other day, and I said, hey, find me a story.
And do my work for me.
Yeah, why not? You don't work harder, work smarter, right? So she happened to come across this cool thing, and I didn't have any idea that it was there. And I was talking to a couple of buddies yesterday, and they're like, that's awesome. So this is what it is. It's from the Minnesota DNR. It's called a Hiking and Passport Club. They will help you discover new destinations to spend time in the outdoors in Minnesota while earning rewards. Now, this is a Minnesota DNR thing. If you like it, hey, maybe pass it on to your DNR, whatever state you're in. The Hiking Club will take you to 68 trails at state parks and recreation areas throughout Minnesota. You go through waterfalls, woods, prairies, discover wildflowers, even wildlife. Buy your hiking book club to get started. You purchase one for $14.95 at any state park nature store or online. Currently only shipping to Minnesota addresses. A flat shipping fee of $5.99 applies to purchases under $150. Choose your hike. The Hiking Club book includes detailed descriptions of the hikes at each park. Designated trails are marked with signs at the trailhead and along the way, so it keeps you on track. Number two, find the password.
Ooh.
Each hiking club trail has a unique password that you'll find on a sign about halfway through your hike. Update the log. Write the password in your hiking club book along with the park name and distance that you hiked. Get your rewards. Present your log at any state park office to get patches and certificates for free nights of camping.
Dude.
Is that not cool?
Yeah.
Now, there's a passport club. The passport club, your goal will be to visit each one of Minnesota state parks and recreation areas from A to Z. Afton State Park to Zippel Bay State Park. You get to see amazing scenery, discover something wonderful and new. Buy your passport book club or club book to get started. Same price, $14.95, flat shipping fee. And this one, choose a destination, comes with a map and a list of all state parks. Decide where you want to get started. Ask to have your passport stamped at the park office or use a stamp at the entry station or kiosk. Use your travel log. The kit includes travel log for you to remember and the trip and jot down favorite discoveries, scenic views, waterfalls, etc. Get your rewards, receive a pin, and a certificate for a free night of camping when you get 25 stamps. When you've collected the stamps for all Minnesota State Parks and Recreation Areas, you get another certificate for a free night of camping.
How many are there?
A lot.
I was kidding.
I figured you're going to ask, and I'm like, ah, she's not going to ask. I'll skip it.
Too many.
But it's a great, that is such a cool thing. I had no idea that that was there.
Well, hey, great incentive to get people outside.
And it's a good way to get kids started and having something to look forward to throughout the summer and
yeah,
that kind of thing. So,
great goal.
Yeah.
Do you have to get it done in a year or is it something that you can like?
I think you can work on it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I need time
Do it
to
in
walk.
A year.
I need 4 years to get across the state parks.
Well, probably.
Well, there is that. Hey, tell you what, we're going to be right back. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Well, I've got to tell you, Ayla, amazing how fast time goes.
We really get the show done quicker.
With Don not here.
When Don is not here.
He just holds up the works.
He does.
He's like the ploddingly difficult road to travel when it's spring and you get stuck in the road. And
well, okay, so typically it takes us an hour to do this show.
Yeah.
It's been a half hour.
Yeah. See? Lightning.
Oh, poor Don. We miss you, Don.
Oh, poor Don. We do. We're just giving him crap.
Yeah.
Because we can. I got to tell you, the story that I had seen the story on the news, and I think it was on internet that I saw it. And again, my thoughts go out to the family of this group. I'm not at a loss for words very often, but this has just stunned me, as I told you when you're off air.
Right.
Bodies of missing Florida boaters recovered at lake after anchor mishap. Lake Eloise in Winter Haven, Florida. The bodies of two Florida men have been recovered in Lake Eloise after a mishap with the rented boat's anchor while on the lake's choppy water over this last weekend. The two gentlemen were found 150 yards apart on the bottom of the lake nearly 2 days after disappearing. The men jumped into the water near the Legoland theme park to rescue one of the gentlemen's girlfriends. They were 32, age 32, 34, and the girlfriend was 38, who had gone in the water to set the anchor.
Well, I'm just wondering why they let her do that, first and foremost.
The one of the spokespersons for the area said that the group that took the boat out, these people, were novices, and they passed a basic test to rent the boat. So it was a rental boat. A very inexperienced woman, and of course, apparently everybody else was too. So she thought that you had to get into the water
to set the anchor.
To put the anchor in and then tie it to the boat. Now, a lot of you probably are sitting there thinking, what? So, yeah. She jumped in the water with the anchor and the boat began to float away. Both men jumped in to save her. The wind was blowing pretty much at 20 miles an hour. The boat's drifting away. The men were not strong swimmers and wound up going underwater and passed. Using sonar equipment and an underwater drone, they found the bodies 300 to 400 yards offshore, about 16 feet dip of water. While the men are presumed to have drowned, the medical examiner will conduct autopsies. They rented a 16-foot ski boat to celebrate their one-year anniversary. And his two daughters, ages 10 and 8, the sheriff's office said. The 10-year-old girl called 911 when the adults were in the water. Children were both wearing life jackets, and other life jackets were found in the boat. The only question is, why wasn't the anchor rope tied to the boat? They had to ask. It makes absolutely no sense. I couldn't make that story up if I tried. I can you explain that?
No, the only thing I can think of is, like, was there some beverages involved in this?
Well, there is that.
You know what I mean?
Well, but you know what the sad part is? And no offense to anybody, but sometimes you can't fix the stupid part.
So did the woman make it out? She must have.
She lived. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Jumping onto a positive story.
Okay, let's...
Minnesota. Yeah. Steelhead population progresses in Minnesota. And this is the cool part. Now, if you're familiar with steelhead, there have been a lot of stocking that's been done with Kamloops. It's a different strain of steelhead. The past 4 or 5 years, they switched from stocking Kamloops strain to wild steelhead. And Corey Goldsworthy of the Lake Superior DNR said the production from which has helped the population grow and natural reproduction is happening at a higher rate compared to that of Kamloops, which was the reason that they were trying to have Kamloops stock. And they reintroduced it. And the graph is definitely showing a departure with or from Kamloops, and the natural steelhead are going to a point now that rivaled even back in 03 at their high point. Pretty crazy. So the stockings of steelhead started in the 1800s and pretty significant numbers. And the results, needless to say, have been fantastic. So a really nice feel-good story and
good, because we needed it after that.
Yeah, and an impressive scenario for
the
state.
We can't end the show with a sad story.
No, that was a good story. It was very happy. That's a happy story. It makes me happy because steelhead on the North Shore, there is nothing more fun than that. And been doing that for many, many years. So go out and have some fun. Enjoy the outdoors. Thank you guys for Ava, myself, and Don, wherever he might be.
I think he'll be back next week.
I'm pretty sure he will be. He can't go far. We've got him tied with a string. The string is still spooling right now. Have a great weekend, you guys. See ya.